Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, hello. Episode 500, part two of Luke's English Podcast is sponsored by iTalki, and I'm very happy to say that their support is really important for keeping this podcast going, and I'm glad to recommend their services to you. If you're interested in activating your English, working on your speaking skills, and developing your fluency, you should definitely check out iTalki, because they could really make a difference to your level of English. You can book conversations or lessons with qualified teachers or native speakers of English. It's all done according to your schedule and in pretty much any location you want, including your home or in your office if you prefer, because it's all done through Skype. For more information and to get a free lesson, use my link, which is teacherluke.co.uk/talk, or just click an iTalki logo on my website. You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, listeners. Welcome to part two of episode 500 of Luke's English Podcast. If you haven't heard part one yet, I suggest that you go back and listen to that. This double episode is a celebration of having reached 500 episodes of the podcast, which is a big milestone for me. And what I'm doing here is playing some messages from listeners and also interspersing that with some general rambling and just having a bit of fun as well as we continue. So let's carry on with episode 500 right now. I wanted to mention one comment in an email that I got from a listener, from Michal, and he said this: I don't know how you want to make episode 500, neither do I, really. But if you want to put any comments after our messages, could you please say hello from me to Sayaka from Japan? So, Sayaka, hello from Michal. And he continues, she is my friend and she's going to listen to this episode as well. I think she'll be happy to hear that. I want to tell you that she has your autograph for me. Ah, she got it in your last performance for listeners in Japan. I'll get it as soon as I visit her. On the subject of emails from listeners, this is me again, not Michal. So, well, okay, Sayaka, hello from Michal. I remember signing... I actually was signing autographs like a famous person, signing autographs. And Sayaka asked me to sign for a number of different people, one of whom was Michal. So, Michal, I hope that you do visit Sayaka so you can actually get that autograph from her, from me to Sayaka, from Sayaka to you, and a message from you to me, from me to Sayaka. And then round and round and round we go. And that's fantastic. This could be a song. Round and round and round we go. No, that's why I'm not a songwriter. Can't do it. But on the subject of emails from listeners, the other day I got an email from Jesus. Yep. Yeah, I was quite surprised, because it's not every day that you get an email from Jesus, is it? I'm just kidding, really. Jesus is quite a common name in Spanish-speaking countries, I think. But for me, it's... well, it's Jesus, isn't it? So I was like, I said to my wife, oh, look, I just got an email from Jesus. But he wrote something nice and I thought I'd share it here. So this is what Jesus wrote to me. He said, hi, Luke, I'm one of your ninjas who has decided to come out of the shadows. My name is Jesus. And I think in Spanish it's like Jesus. You know me and my pronunciation of other names from other languages. Anyway, I'm going to call you Jesus. My name is Jesus, and I've been listening regularly to your podcast for 3 years. I've never written something like this before, and forgive me because I'm not much of a writer. Yeah, right. Look at the modesty from Jesus. It sounds fine, Jesus. Your writing is great. He continues, your podcast has been the soundtrack of many of my trips, running sessions, moments of ironing, cleaning, and especially cooking. I put my earphones on and the magic flows in the kitchen. In a way, you've been there in the good moments and also in the bad moments. Sadly, I've been through those lately. Listening to you during that time helped me to move on and also to improve my understanding of your language and culture. Now it has also inspired me to work on a new project. It's something relating with cooking. I'm not going to tell you more about it because the project is still in diapers. Get it? He wrote in his in brackets. Get it? I know it sucks. It doesn't suck that much. That's. I understand what you mean. The project is still in diapers, meaning it's the project is hasn't really started yet. I promise that you'll have more news if it gets to something real. I'm quite curious about that, Jesus. I'd quite like to know about your cooking recipes. I might be able to learn a thing or two. Maybe you'll be doing something with bread and fish. Oh, no. In any case, I just want to thank you a lot for all the effort that you put into the podcast and wish you and your wife nothing but the best for the new challenge that you have ahead. You are a great guy and great people deserve the best. May the force be with you, Jesus. Thanks, Jesus. Thanks a lot. It's interesting to me that Jesus there said, may the force be with you at the end of the email. Would Jesus Christ say that if he were here today? Probably not. I probably shouldn't talk about it. I don't want to offend anyone. I don't mean to be offensive. I don't know if he would say, may the force be with you, but who knows? Maybe he'd be a modern guy, you know, and he'd be ironic and cine literate and he'd be a fan of pop culture and he'd quote from Star Wars films and things. Maybe that's what the new Jesus will be like when he comes. He might be a Star Wars fanboy who uses memes to communicate his messages. I don't know. But joking aside, thank you, Jesus, for your message. It was actually very sweet. I hope you don't mind the fact that I read it out. It's also kind of nice to know that the podcast has somehow helped you in the bad moments that you mentioned there. I know what you mean. I do know what you mean because, as you know, I'm a fan of podcasts myself. I listen to lots of other people's podcasts. There is something strangely pleasurable, something wonderful about podcasts, about being able to just listen to people talking, and it feels very intimate. You put the headphones on, you might be on a crowded train or bus, it might be a smelly place with miserable people, but you're all right because you're in your little bubble with your podcasts. You're in podcast land. It's a nice place to be, isn't it? Podcast land, Lepland, or wherever. Lepland, podcast land, aren't they in the same place? I don't know the geography of it. It's a wonderful sort of metaphysical space in any case. Now, I just mentioned Star Wars there, didn't I? Jesus said, may the force be with you. I mentioned Star Wars. Now, I know. Some of you are not fans. I know that. I wonder what the ratio is between people who like Star Wars when I talk about, people who like it when I talk about Star Wars, those who don't really mind either way, and those who actively don't like it. So there's three camps. Either you like it when I talk about Star Wars, you don't mind when I talk about Star Wars, or you are actually against it. You're like, not Star Wars again. Maybe you're... I don't know which camp you're in, and I wonder what the ratio is between those three things. I think for those people who basically don't like it, they feel like this. They say, it just doesn't appeal to me. The universe of Star Wars just doesn't appeal to me. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the general feel of the whole universe. I think it's a question of taste, of course. I mean, it's not an objective thing, is it? I don't think Star Wars is objectively good, really. I think it's entirely subjective. So it all depends on individuals, you know. And also it depends on how you first encountered Star Wars. You might have first encountered Star Wars through other people. You might have met a bunch of people who loved Star Wars and you just didn't like those people for whatever reason. And so now you associate Star Wars with that kind of person. And so it's like, I don't want to be that in that group. And so it's now kind of really difficult for you to get into Star Wars because you associate it with just certain things that you don't really like or you don't feel part of. Totally understand that if you don't like it. It's completely subjective. But, you know, many of you do like it, and I can tell just in the way that you talk to me and you make Star Wars references and stuff like that. I got some comments on the website the other day. I just realized I didn't reply to them, but someone sent me photos of it was like someone and her boyfriend were getting ready to go and see the new Star Wars film, and they were wearing Star Wars related clothing, and it was all very Star Wars related. And I was like, yes, these are my people, kind of. I say kind of because I'm not, I don't actually go that far and wear the clothing, but I love the fact that you chose to send me pictures of you thinking of me, that you went to see Star Wars and you thought of me, Luke, I am your father, you know, all that stuff. Use the Force. Anyway, and you might be thinking, well, Luke, you said at the beginning of this episode that you'd seen Star Wars, The Last Jedi, and I have seen it. I saw it this morning. I saw Star Wars, The Last Jedi this morning. And I'm not going to spoil it, okay? I promise no spoilers. All I will say is this. The Force is strong with this one. I liked it. I liked it. I will understand if other people don't like it. I wonder what people will say about it. I haven't actually read other people's thoughts on it yet. I literally just watched the film and now I'm doing this. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. There were funny moments. There were honestly emotional moments. I have to admit, I don't mind admitting that I was welling up throughout the film. That's just me. I was welling up throughout the film. I was wiping the tears from my eyes a number of times throughout the film. I don't mind admitting that. What's wrong with admitting that? There's nothing wrong with that. I know it's just a stupid, it's just a movie. It's just a film. It's just a load of old nonsense set in a galaxy far, far away and all that stuff. But I don't know. It gets me. It just gets me. And I, for some reason, it just is very significant to me personally and to many other people too. So I laughed. I cried. I enjoyed the film. I needed the toilet because it's quite long. But I resisted the urge. Because I was gripped. You know, in films, if you go to the cinema and you need the loo, because we do, don't we? We are humans. We need the loo sometimes. There's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. Anyway, when you go to the cinema and you're in a film and you realise that you need the loo, and you pick your moment, you're like, I'll go now, because there doesn't seem to be anything happening at this moment now. Couldn't do it throughout this film. There literally was not one single moment where nothing happened. It was just, you know, a number of different stories being told at the same time, all very quickly. And there, if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll understand there is nothing quite as exciting in cinema terms as watching a Star Wars film and when you don't know what's going to happen next. And that was just a real treat and a real pleasure. I should probably speak no more of Star Wars now for fear of entering spoiler town. So I think that's it. Okay, that's it. I've stopped talking about Star Wars now. It's okay. You can come back. I'll probably talk about it again on the podcast in more depth. I'll probably do a full spoiler episode. If you like Star Wars, you can listen to it. If you don't like Star Wars, you could avoid it. If you're not sure, you could just you could listen to it and then make your mind up later, you know. But anyway, I'm feeling happy today. That's what I'll say. That's as far as I'll say. Happy. Yes, I laughed, I cried, I didn't go to the toilet, so I'm happy. I have been to the toilet since. That's not a general sort of indication of whether I'm happy, of whether I didn't go to the... I'm not, like, happy if I don't go to the toilet. Like, I'm there drinking loads of water at the beginning of the day, every day. Like, oh, you know, and then by 5 p.m. I'm like, I'm delighted! That's not how my body works. But anyway, in the context of the film, it meant that... I think you know what I mean. It meant that I was glued to the... It was gripping. I was riveted to the screen. And I can't wait. When I get a spare moment, I will sit and think about it and just reflect on what happened. Oh, brilliant. I've got to go and see it again. I don't know if I will be able to see it again. I really don't. I'm going to play some more listener messages now, and then I'll talk a little bit about becoming a dad and the future of the podcast. This is nearly 2 hours long. What am I going to do with this episode? I still haven't decided. It could be one episode, could be two. Doesn't matter, does it really? Doesn't really matter. Okay, let's have some more listener messages. And here we go.
Hello, Luke teacher. Hello, Lepsters. My name is Rush from Azerbaijan. Congratulations to you for 500 episode. I want to see a lot of zero back of the 500 episode in the future. I could not including all my tasks to 30 seconds. I want to say only good luck to you. Congratulations to 500 episode. Thank you. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, this is Luke. Just interrupting these listener messages here in post-production. Just one thing occurred to me. I just wanted to give a little bit of language feedback on one particular word which I've heard again and again and which I've seen written on Facebook and stuff. Congratulations. That's the word. Five syllables. Congratulations. Okay, practice saying it. Congratulations. The fourth syllable is the stressed one. So, lay. So, congratulations. Okay. Congratulations. Also, it's got an S on the end. Always. It always has an S on the end. When you write it, when you say it, congratulations. Okay? All right, let's carry on. And no, I'm not irritated by the mistake. I'm just pointing it out just to help you get it right in the future. All right? Okay, good. Congratulations for listening to Luke's English podcast. And thank you for your messages again and again and again and again. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Hello, I'm Jairo. I'm from the Canary Islands in Spain, which is in the European Union, of course. And I'd like to tell Luke that you're such a good friend. If we were on a sinking ship together and there was only one life jacket, I'd miss the hips and I'd think of you often. Just kidding, of course. Love your podcast and love you very much. See you later, everyone.
Hello, Luke. I'm Uliana from Russia. I'm currently living in a city which you couldn't pronounce properly called Nizhny Novgorod. So here you are, Nizhny Novgorod. I'd like to compliment you on your magical methods that you use to deliver English. To me, your podcast has incredibly improved my listening skills and also helped to broaden my vocabulary. I listen to podcasts as well as go for a run, so I do both activities at the same time. And now I'm running out of episodes. Thank you again and many more times. Cheerio!
Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod. Nizhny Novgorod. Am I saying it correctly? No, I'm still not saying it correctly. I'll never get it right.
Hi, Luke. It's Nick, a Russian hipster here. As you well know, I've made more than 5,000 comments on your site so far. Therefore, I wish you to not stop making your podcasts so I could continue writing more comments and practice my writing skills. All the best. Cheers.
Hey, Lepsters. My name is Ekaterina. I was born and raised in Russia, in the Republic of Tatarstan, in a small town called Leninogorsk. And I must say, I'm very fond of Luke's English podcast. Luke always brings up an interesting topic, and he has already covered a wide range of them. 500 is a significant number, indeed. As for my favorite episode, it is a tricky one, since I have listened to almost every episode several times. But I particularly enjoy episodes with his brother James and the Rick Thompson Reports. I'd like to thank Luke for his efforts and dedicating his valuable time to this marvelous podcast.
Hello, Luke. I named you, as you call us. And just it's Ida here from Italy. Thank you for your podcast. I enjoy them a lot and they are very useful. And I want to say bye-bye and good luck.
Hi, this is Eri from Osaka, Japan. Congratulations on your 500 episodes. Luke's English podcast makes days delightful. Thank you very much for all of your work, and I'm very proud to be a part of your community. I'm looking forward to listening new episodes of Without Lyrics and Marooned with My Music with your friends.
Hi, Luke. It's Alex from Russia. Thank you for your podcast. It's great.
Hello, Professor Luke Thompson. You are the best teacher in the whole world. My name is Salman Jafel. I'm from Algeria, North Africa. Thank you so much.
Hey, Luke. Here's Sean from China. And now I'm studying in Stockholm, Sweden. I really appreciate Luke's English podcast because it helped me to get through the IELTS test. And then I could have chance to get here. I enjoy learning English and listen to this podcast every day. And now I'm looking forward to listen to the episode 500. And maybe one day I'm honored to listen to the 1000th episode. So good luck. Cheers.
Hello, Luke. I'm Tatiana, talking to you from Russia. Your fabulous eloquence, combined with your great sense of humor and an exquisite British accent, is second to none. In my eyes, you are an illustrious person whom I look up to. Thank you for everything. Take care and all the best.
Hey, Amara from Syria. Thank you a lot for your great podcast. You're an amazing person, Luke. Thank you so much.
Hey, everyone. My name is Diana and I come from Ukraine. I listened to the podcast for about 2 years, I guess. Having said that, I'm really ashamed to admit that I've never written any comments or said thank you, Dick, and I feel terrible about it. So now I want to use this opportunity to say sorry for being an egoistic lobster, and a huge thank you, Luke, for your work. My English is still alive thanks to you only.
Hi, Luke. Thank you for your work. Thank you for this wonderful podcast. And for someone with attention deficit who is old enough to make, memorize and learn so difficult, I need to thank you because your podcast has captured my attention and has made my life in London possible, really. And now I speak of you as a friend of my whole family, and they are used to hear, oh, Luke said that, no, Luke said this, and you are my source of information and inspiration and laughing. And yes, I think I will never have enough words to say how much your podcast means for my process of learning, not just the language, but also the culture and everything else about the country that I ended up having to live. So, from a Brazilian mother living in London, thank you, Luke.
Hello, Lapsters. This is me, Jack, speaking, and you're listening to King's English Podcast. And what an occasion to speak at. Can you believe it? 500 episodes completed. Unbelievable, isn't it? King, I remember when you completed 400 episodes. It just feels like yesterday, and now it's 500 episodes. Luke's English Podcast is the best podcast for learners of English. It really is, King. And I don't know how other people relate to you, but to me, you're an elder brother. And when I listen to you, it's like I'm listening to my elder brother. And I have this dream that one day we'll all get together, all the comment section crew will get together in Paris and have a blast. I hope this dream of mine comes true. And I hope and pray to God that may He keep our bond strong. Thank you, King. Thank you very, very much. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you too, everyone. Again, let me just say that again. I told you this was very flattering, didn't I? And I feel well and truly flattered here. I really do. I mean, this feels like I'm being built up and up and up and like just like being built up and up and up and trying not to let it go to my head. Still, this is very nice. And as I said at the beginning, it's nice for me to just hear all these voices from around the world and just to imagine that, I mean, here I am sitting in this little room. It's raining outside and, you know, just I'm at home. And then there's all these other people around the world who might be listening. Brilliant. Amazing. I love it. Now, becoming a dad. I said I'd mention that a bit. I will probably talk about it in one episode. I mean, just the sort of things like the birth and the first few days and stuff. I think I'll probably devote an episode to it. It depends how I feel and depends on what happens as well, of course. But I did read some comments from people to sort of saying, you know, it would be really great if you could talk about that because it's such an amazing experience when it happens. It's so kind of emotional and important an experience in your life that I think it would just be very interesting if you could talk about it. That's what people have asked me to do. So, I probably will. As I said, I don't want to go on about it, but I say that. But I know that having a baby is sort of life-changing. That's what people have said to me in a good way. I mean, in the sense that I don't mean to be dramatic because, I say that and some people are like, oh, you know, it's fine. It doesn't really change that much. Everything's normal. I know. But at the same time, honestly, in my heart of hearts, I do know that it will be an emotional shift and basically nothing will be the same again, right? In a good way. I'm saving the all the talk of becoming a dad until later. About the podcast, I've said before, haven't I, that I don't know how it's going to affect the podcast. I mean, I suppose these are my concerns, that I'm concerned that because that will take up lots of time and it will be a priority of mine, I'll probably, you know, I've heard that when you have a child that suddenly everything gets brought into perspective and suddenly certain things become more or less important to you. Who knows what's going to happen when our daughter arrives? It might be suddenly that my life changes and that becomes my priority. And suddenly I kind of have less time or less, what's the word for it? Less motivation to do episodes of the podcast. I don't know. I don't think so. My prediction is that I'll still be well up for doing the podcast because, as I've said, it's great. I love doing it. I don't think that's going to change. But I think the main thing that will change will be that just time, the available time, and certain conditions are going to change. I don't know how that will affect things. But we'll see. It's all good. It's all good in the hood, isn't it? It is. All right, it's all good in the hood. Do you know that one? It's all good in the neighbourhood. It's just a way of saying everything's fine. Yes. I've got more listener messages to read out to you. I think before I do that, I'll just have a bit of fun. I don't know what this is going to sound like, but for my birthday this year, it was my 40th birthday this year. Big year this one. 40th birthday for me, big birthday for my dad as well. What else? 500 episodes of the podcast, arrival of the child, the chosen one. New Star Wars. It's important to me. Feels like an important year. Anyway, it was my 40th birthday. My cousin, as a gift, bought me a ukulele bass. Now, you know what a ukulele is? It's one of those little instruments that you can use to play songs on it. I've got one downstairs. Let me go and get it. Hold on. This is a ukulele. You know it. Getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers who taught me weren't cool. You're holding me down, turning me round, and filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit it's getting better, a little better, all the time. I have to admit it's getting better, it's getting better, since you've been mine. I used to be angrier man, be hiding my head in the sand. You gave me the word, I finally heard, I'm doing the best that I can. And I've got to admit, it's getting better, a little better, all the time. It can't get no worse, so to admit, it's getting better, it's getting better, since you've been mine. Getting so much better all the time. Getting better all the time. Better, better, better.
better. It's getting better all the time. Better, better, better.
So that's a ukulele. That was Getting Better by the Beatles. And anyway, so that's a ukulele, right? Small thing, quite high pitched. But then you can also get ukulele bass. And so I've got this thing. It looks like a kind of a big ukulele, and it's got these thick polyurethane rubber strings on it. And it's really cool, and it's like a really fun. It's a really fun thing to just play around with. You can plug it in, but I tend to just fart around on it, as you could say, you might say. And it's fun. You can just pick it up and just play around with it at home. And I wonder if I can just stick the microphone close to it and you can hear it a bit. It's probably out of tune, but I don't. What you need for this is a drum beat. Hold on. Okay, I found a drum beat. It's on YouTube. You can just search YouTube for like drum loop backing tracks or something. And so let's just have a little bit of fun. I wonder if I can turn the volume up on the bass a bit and then we can do that. All right. Here we go. That's enough of that. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's fun, isn't it? Yes, it is. Okay, let's have a bit more listener voices so that I can just stop messing around and attempting to show off. Here we go. Here's some more.
I wandered into your wonderland.
Hi, people. This is Fernando from Mexico. And I'm doing this because I don't want to be a ninja this time. Yeah. And also I want to say thank you, Teacher Luke, for helping us. And really, man, you are doing a very good job. Thank you.
Welcome.
Hello, Luke. Lots of congratulations for your podcast and your new life with a baby. That's amazing. I really like that you're enjoying your life and you do what you like to do. And you did 500 episodes of podcasts for 7 years continuously. That's really awesome. So thank you and cheers. I'm Sam from Korea.
Sam from Korea, that was.
Hello, Luke. How are you? I'm Enzo from China. It feels so good to have you hear my voice too, just like I hear you all the time. So congratulations on the milestone of your podcast and the father thing. So congratulations.
Thanks, man.
Hello, Luke. I'm Chen, come from south of China. Firstly, thank you for your voice that makes me more confident because I could understand what you said more than before. I will keep on learning English to get a higher level. And congratulations, you are going to be a father. I'm looking forward to 500 episode. Bye-bye.
Hi, Luke and all listeners. I'm Elena from Russia and a faithful and grateful listener of your podcast. I want to say thank you for your work and I wish a long, happy life and a great success to your podcast.
Hi, Luke. I'm Paolo from Italy. I want to tell you only thank you very much for your podcast.
Hello Luke, I'm Vaibhav from India. First of all, congratulations on completing 500 episodes of Luke's English podcast. Thank you so much for your services. You are the best English teacher on earth. I've been listening to your podcast since 2012 and I am a ninja. But for this episode, I came out from the shadows. Keep up the good work, Luke, and may the force be with you.
Hi, Luke. My name is Jordi. I am a ninja from the Canary Islands in Spain. And I'll say three things to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I wish you the best, my friend.
You're welcome. How many ninjas? How many ninjas have come out of the shadows? Just be careful, ninjas. You might get, like, sunburn or something because you're going to be... Yeah, all right. I'll let you carry on. Go on.
Hello, Luke. My name is Rafael from São Paulo, Brazil. I would like to thank you not only because of the opportunity to increase my knowledge of English, but also for all entertainment and information you provide to us, your Lepsters. You are waiting for more 500 episodes. Bye.
Hello, Teacher Luke and the good people from the Lab Lamp. I'm Wang Wei Jiao from China. Congratulations on reaching the episode 500. That's pretty cool. 500, oh my god. I don't have any competitions, so I'm definitely not a ninja. Last, I want to say many thanks and best wishes. Bye, 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 bye.
Hi Luke, this is Zdeněk from the Czech Republic, also known from Zdeněk's English Podcast. Congratulations on 500 episodes of your podcast. This is a massive achievement. Thank you, Luke, for being such a great teacher and a podcaster and a person in general. Also, thank you, Luke, for being my inspiration over the last 5 years of me listening to your podcast and for improving my own English. Fingers crossed with everything, Luke. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, Luke. Hello, listeners. My name is Michał and I'm from Poland. Well done, Luke. Episode 500. Wow. Thank you very much for all of them and for this podcast because it's really amazing. I want to ask you, how do you see the future of your podcast? And also, I want to mention thank you to everyone who sent quick message for this episode. Well done. So, let's celebrate this event. Cheers.
That was Michal, who also wanted to say hi to Sayaka. So there you go. Voila, as they would say in French. The future for the podcast, well, you know, the main thing is that I just want to keep making episodes of the podcast. That's for sure. And, you know, I'd like to just carry on as I am, really, and just doing the similar sort of thing that I'm doing now. Some episodes like this, some episodes like that, bit of this, bit of that, you know what I mean? So, yeah, just carry on. That's the basic plan there. Yeah, also, thank you for saying thank you for everyone else who sent messages saying thank you to me. So just thank you. Basically, a huge thank you. Let's carry on. I've only got a couple of other messages. Here we go.
Hello, Luke. My name is Milosha. That means Violet. I am a ninja from Russia. And I'm rushing to record this message for you. Sorry, temptation was irresistible. I wonder how many Russian people did it also. Thank you for doing this podcast. You're an amazing guy. Big shout out for the podcast tangential ones, for your eloquent family and your guests. It is always such a pleasure to listen to your rambles. They are truly inspiring. Also, I wanted to wish luck to England in Russia. Hopefully that will be your year and the guys will succeed. Hello to your family. I think you'll be a great dad. And you know, everything will be all right in the end. After all, you are a Jedi. And how one becomes a Jedi? He just becomes a Jedi. May the Force be with you. Hello to Jason Isaacs, fellow wit attainee. You are great. Thank you. Bye.
Someone's been listening to Mark Kermode and Simon Mayo. Yes, Tinkity Tonk and all that.
Hello, Luke. My name is Artyom, and I'm from Yaroslavl, Russia. I found your podcast in 2015 on one of the torrenting sites, and I am deeply into it ever since. I'd like to ask you to record episodes with Moss more often, because episodes with him are my favorite episodes, and that guy really rocks.
Hello, Luke. This is Helen from China. Firstly, I would like to send you my congratulations for your 500 episodes. And I want to say thank you for your program, which brings me so much fun. And lastly, may I ask your help to organize a meetup for your listeners in Shenzhen of China? If yes, I will send you another email for the details. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. If you're interested in setting up a meetup, just you need to organize the event first, then tell me, and then I'll tell everyone else. You see? I know that's it's a bit tricky, isn't it, trying to make these things work? But that just has to be the way it's done. You've got to organize it, then I advertise it, and then hopefully people will come. You see? Otherwise, it's just going to be too complicated. I've got one more message here, saved in my folder, right? One more in my folder. But as I said, it's the 13th of December, so there's still 2 days roughly for this for messages to come in. I'll probably get more between now and the deadline. And if I do, I'll stick them on the end of this episode. All right. So the ones that do get sent to me in the coming days, they will get added to this. All right. But anyway, here's the last one I've got in my folder, and here it is.
Hi, Luke and everyone. I am Mayumi from Japan. Thank you very much, Luke, always, and congratulations. The 500th episode must be a huge milestone for you, and I'm so proud of being one of the Lepisters, because your podcast is just the best of the best. Anyway, I wish you, your lovely wife, and your baby, your family in the UK, and the Pod Pals all the best. Have a wonderful Christmas, and happy, happy New Year. Thank you very much, always, and it's very cliche for me to say, but may the force be with you always. Cheers.
Thanks, Mayumi. And thank you to all of you for taking part in that. I think this is probably it. I've got to end the episode here, right? It can't go on forever. So thanks so much for listening all the way to the end. You know, we've been here before, haven't we, at the end of episodes where I'm like, thanks for listening. I don't know what to say at the end. It's kind of awkward. But I would just like to say thanks again. And yeah, any other messages will get added to the end here before the jingle. All right. Hand on heart, I'm having a great time and I'm looking forward to the future. And I'll speak to you again on the podcast soon. Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Hello. 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 And we're back again already. That was quick, wasn't it? I said I'd speak to you again soon. Well, here we are. This is soon. It's like an episode of Columbo, isn't it, this? Like, oh, there's just one more thing. We're not finished yet. We're going to keep going. The date today, as I'm recording this now, is the 15th of December. The baby still isn't here, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The due date, actually, in fact, is the 21st of December. So everything's fine and normal. 21st of December is in fact D-Day, but since we're in the drop zone now, to borrow a phrase from Andy Johnson, it could arrive at any time, but not yet. So everything's totally fine and normal. Cool. Anyway, if you remember, the deadline for recordings is the 16th of December. That's tomorrow, as I'm recording this. If it's the 16th of December, it's too late to send a recording. I think probably that's impossible, if you know what I mean, because by the time I've uploaded this onto the internet and you're listening to it, it won't be the 16th of December anymore, unless by some chance you're listening to this on the 16th of December 2018 or 19 or 20 or something like that. But anyway, 16, as I'm recording this now, 16th is tomorrow. And actually, quite a lot of people have left it until the last minute to send me recordings. The recordings have continued to pour in since the 13th when I recorded most of this episode. This is becoming like Back to the Future 2, isn't it? Too many timelines and things, but we don't need to worry about it. The fact is, I've got a few more recordings to play to you. So let me play you a few more right now. And we will continue. In fact, the first recording you're going to hear now is from Kat from the comments section, who, as I mentioned earlier, hasn't left any comments recently or hadn't left any comments for a while. And that's just because she's been very busy. But anyway, she's back in the comments section. It's nice to know that she's doing well. And here is her message and a few others as well. Now, if you remember, we started these messages right at the beginning of this whole thing, the beginning of episode 500. We started these messages with a song. Remember that? Well, I received a couple of other songs too, and they're coming up as well. And since it's Christmas, you know, and it's Christmas where I am anyway. I don't know if it's Christmas where you are. But anyway, since it's the festive season, I thought I would play a Christmas song on my guitar as well, which I had restrung yesterday. I mean, I bought new strings for it, and I put the strings on it yesterday. And it sounds great. I don't know if it's still in tune. I'm not sure if it is. But I bought these new strings, and they're made of bronze, and they look absolutely gorgeous. And they've got lovely sound. Anyway, so I put new strings on the guitar, and so I'll play you a song. But first and foremost, let's hear some more comments, starting with Kat from the comments section. And here we go.
Hi, Luke Thompson. Kat speaking. Congratulations to your 500th episode of the podcast. It's a huge number, and it means many, many hours of your work and devotion. So thank you. Thank you for all of the work you have done for your podcast and for your listeners. Goodbye. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Kat.
Hello, Luke. My name is Ruslan. I am from Russia. This is for you, buddy. I feel it in my headphones. I feel it in my ears. 500 episodes of Luke's English podcast. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. Oh, yeah, yeah. So if you're in the Lapland, come on and let's celebrate.
Hello, Luke. Hello, Lapster friends. My name is Günther. I'm from Salzburg in Austria. You know, the place where there are no kangaroos. I've been listening to your awesome podcast for 2.5 months. So naturally, I couldn't do all episodes till now, but I'm working very, very hard to do all of them. I'm really looking forward to the next 500. Dear Luke, good luck to you, your wife, and baby. Bye, 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 bye.
Hello, Luke. This is Susie from Taiwan. I officially became one of your fans about 1/2 year ago, and I really like the way you explain things. It's really simple but very clear. Thanks for all the effort and the creativity you put in every single episode. Christmas is around the corner. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year with your wife and daughter. Goodbye.
Hi, Luke. I'm Hiroko from Japan. I'm a big fan of your podcast. You're so talented and a wonderful teacher. My husband is Canadian and he's also an English teacher. We listened to one of your episodes, Nightmare Teaching Experiences, together. He has a very similar experience. We like to travel to Japan episode 2. Thank you very much for your great effort to keep your podcast.
Hi Luke, I'm Vittorio Liu. I'm Chinese, and I study in Milan now. I've been broadly listening to your podcast for almost 2 years, and I'd like to say that every single episode is a tremendous help. I quite admire your marvelous work. I really do. And thank you for that. And bless your new coming baby daughter. And that's it. That's what I'm going to say. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, mate. You all right? I'm Said Dadgah from Iran. I'm so happy to get this great opportunity to talk on a podcast which is heard worldwide. Thank you, Luke, for making these podcasts for free. I really appreciate it. It has helped me a lot with my British English. I'm really into your sense of humor and the hot topics you choose. I guess your podcast goes down very well in different parts of the world. Cheers.
This time we celebrate 500 podcasts. 500 podcasts over our teacher view.
Congratulations, Luke. Congratulations, listener. I hope we can reach another 500 postcards. This is Manuel from Paternal, Spain. I hope you enjoy the show like you enjoy the podcast.
Hello to my listeners. Thank you for your lovely messages. I'm so happy to hear from you. I'm going to eat a lot of sausages. Yum, 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 yum. Sausages are delicious. Oh, yes, they are. They taste so good. Especially when you cook them with mushrooms and other varieties of food. Yum, yum, yum. All your messages feel to me like delicious parts of an English breakfast. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for taking part in my episode. I don't know where this song is going or the style in which I'm singing. Maybe it could sound like a David Bowie song or something similar, but obviously he's much better than this. 500 episodes feels like... I think you will agree. It's very difficult to find suitable words that rhyme with the word episodes. But I will sing this song, even if it sounds quite wrong. And maybe, just maybe, we could get a solo from some kind of horn. Thanks a lot for your messages. It's been very pleasant to hear your voices. I appreciate it very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. I think I've got to stop this song somewhere, somehow, some way on earth. I think I'll play the original one again so that you can hear it again. Oh, there's no rhyming in this.
This song celebrate 500 podcast. 500 podcast over teacher Luke. Congratulations, Luke. Congratulations, listener. I hope we can reach another 500 postcards. This is Manuel from Paternal, Spain. I hope you enjoy the show like you enjoy the podcast.
Hello, Luke. My name is Emil, I'm from Poland. I try to be a scientist, so English is quite important to me. It's a great honor to finally say something to you with a chance that you will hear it. So, what can I say to you? Maybe thank you for what you have done to my English skills. And bye.
Hello, Luke. I'm Nadon, a ninja lepster from Thailand. Congratulations to the episode 500 of the podcast. I really enjoy listening to your podcast, whether when you are speaking alone or when you are chatting with your family members, friends, and definitely when Amber and Paul are on the podcast. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye.
Hello to Luke and everyone who listens to this wonderful podcast. My name is Kirill, and I'm speaking through the empty cucumber jar. I've been listening to Luke's English podcast since 2012, and I like it a lot. Thanks and greetings from Belarus.
Hi, I'm Elena, I'm from Italy, and I've been listening to the podcast for almost 3 years. 30 seconds is a very short time to describe how much I appreciate the podcast and how grateful I am to you, Luke, for what you're doing. The podcast is useful, amusing, interesting, sometimes demanding, But what I appreciate the most is that you are not only teaching, you are sharing. Thank you again, and I wish you all the best.
Luke, this is Tamu speaking from Leipzig, Germany. Congrats on podcast 500. That's such a lofty number. Your effort, perseverance and determination is much appreciated and shouldn't be taken for granted. Thanks for recommending so many useful learning tools such as an English diary. I started one in May 2016 and I've already logged 590 plus days and running. Thanks for helping me take the Cambridge Proficiency exam with confidence. The final result is still pending, but I'm in good spirits. Keep it up and keep it real, Tamo.
Hello everybody, I'm Maxim from the city of Kemerovo, which is located in Siberia, which is in Russia. We have a nice weather here, minus 30 and below in winter is not uncommon for us, but in summer there are days with a temperature of plus 30 and above. I've been listening to Luke's English podcast since March this year, and thanks to it I started to learn English again after a long period of time. Thank you, Luke. You are the best English teacher ever.
Hi, Luke. My name is Ali. I'm from Tehran, Iran. I've been listening to your marvelous podcast since 6 months ago as a routine listening practice because I'm preparing to take an IELTS exam in the near future. And I would like to add that I really like your idea of providing vocabulary lists at the end of each episode because I think it's very beneficial for English learners. Thank you very much.
Hello, Luke and Lepsters. I'm Chris from Mexico, but I'm living now in Paris, as you know, Luke. And I just want to say congratulations for reaching the 500th episode. And also, I want to thank you for helping us to improve our English. It's so nice that you got to that number. I hope you get to 1,000, maybe soon, we don't know. But it's just that. Thank you very much and see you soon. Bye.
Hello Luke, my name is Dmitry Zelenchuk. I am one of your Russian ninjas. I live in Saratov city near the Volga River. Here is my message. Rock and roll and noise pollution. Rock and roll would never die. Thank you for your podcast and may the force be with you. Bye.
Hello, this is Piotr from Kraków in Poland. Congratulations for this great success. Thank you for your hard work and that you've built this wonderful community. And of course that you share your passion of teaching with us. Best wishes to you and other Lepsters. Bye.
Hi Luke and hello podcast people. My name is Paulina and I'm from Poland. I'm so happy that we are about to reach the magical 500th episode. By the way, I'm really thankful that I had the opportunity to see you on stage in Panam. Wish you another 500 episodes or even more.
Hi Luke, I'm Felix from Germany. I'm a ninja, till now, because I just want to say thank you for all the work you put into the episodes. They are really great. I listen to them when I'm driving my car to work or back home. I know your mom told us not to listen to the episodes, but as far as I know, I haven't killed any humans, pets or Jedis till now. I'm looking forward to the next 500 or 5,000 episodes and wish you and your family all the best.
Hi teacher Luke, this is Jean from Manila, Philippines. Thank you so much for doing your podcast. We sincerely appreciate all your effort. May the force be with you while you reach your millionth episode. I wish you success in life and congratulations on your baby. God bless and see you later. Bye.
Hi Luke, I'm Soraya from Spain. I discovered your podcast 3 years ago and I'm absolutely hooked since then. It has made me embrace the English language and the English culture more than any other thing I tried. I enjoy every rambling story or silly joke. Thank you for letting us know your lovely family and friends, and a big thank you for your hard work. It's very inspiring. I wish you another 500 episodes. Thank you and you're the best.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Let me just bring the music down here a little bit. Okay, I think it's time for me to just sort of bang on about some stuff for a bit, isn't it? Is it? Okay, hold on. I tell you what, I think what I'll do is I will play you a song on the guitar with the new strings. Yeah, so this song is called A Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. And the original is a sort of a fairly cheesy song done on synthesizers. But actually underneath it is a really nice song. And even if you don't celebrate Christmas, really, this song is about celebrating the festive time of year with your family and just sort of when everyone's in good spirits and it's positive and nice. OK, so this is me singing Merry Christmas. No, what's it called? Wonderful Christmas Time. OK. Right, the spirit's up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. This is the bit I can't do. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift your glass and don't look down. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Children sing their song. They practiced all year long. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I don't know what the chords are that I'm doing here. The party's on. Oh dear. That's it. Spirits up. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Hi, Luke. I'm Adrian from Poland. And
Jesse from China.
We are both friends and Lepsters because of you, and we want to thank you for your fantastic podcasts. Therefore, Jesse has sung a carol on this occasion.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Rouse your
and mother and child.
Hello, this is Jesus from Valencia, Spain. I only want to say hello and that you are part of my night routine before going to bed. To listen to your podcast is a relaxing experience, and besides, I'm learning a lot. And now I have to watch With Nell and I. I'm very curious about this movie. Thank you for everything. Bye.
Jesus from Spain. Not Jesus. Jesus. That's how you pronounce it. Good luck watching With Nell and I, Jesus. I hope you understand it.
Hello, Luke. How are you?
Fine.
As a slowpoke, I started to realize that you're going to be a father only in this podcast. I think you must be a little bit worried about that. As a father of three naughty boys, I can assure you that being a father is not a big deal. It's just the hardest job in the world, but that's all. At the beginning, it might seem to you that first moments are tough, but please, don't believe to this feeling. It's a fallacy. That will be drastically harder with every next month. So the best what you can do is relax and enjoy every moment with your young child. I am pretty sure that you have all the competencies to be a perfect father, and I cannot wait already when we will have a chance to listen to three generations of your family in your podcast. Truly yours, your ninja.
You said you're sure I have all the competencies to be an excellent father. It's true, I have a particular set of skills.
My name is Julien Auvray. I'm from France. Yay. I live in Honfleur, a little beautiful harbor in Normandy. Congratulations, Luke, for your 500th podcast. Luke Thompson is the best English teacher in the world. Thank you very much, Luke, for helping us to improve our English ability.
Bon, bye. A French Lepster. And no, that's the second or third French Lepster I've had here. And you know what? You know what? Here's another French Lepster with a question.
Hello, Luke. This is Karine in La Rochelle. I hope you are fine. I have a few questions for you. What is your wife's name? Have you ever told us her name? And if you haven't, why? Why do you keep it a secret? Honestly, last summer I listened to your holiday. It was about 4 hours of listening, and I'm sure, 100% sure, I haven't heard your wife's name once. So why is that? Is it because she doesn't want us to know it? Is it you who doesn't want us to know it? Please, share your thoughts about it and let us know. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Christmas. Bye-bye, Luke.
Okay, Karen, so you'd like to know if I've ever revealed my wife's name on the podcast, and if not, why not? And you'd basically like to know if I haven't, then why not? What's the secret? Well, there is no... Well, is it? It's not really like some kind of weird, sinister reason. In fact, I could reply to your question with another question, which is, why do you need to know? Is it important, do you think? Do you think it's important to know the name of my wife? The reason is just simply because of privacy, that's all. And just because, you know, I want to keep certain things private. I do reveal quite a lot about myself on this podcast, and I choose to do that. But, you know, I just have drawn certain lines between what I reveal on the podcast and what I don't. And that's just simply in order to make some things private. Now, I know that you would like to know, because it's kind of like completing the set, isn't it? You kind of want to know, well, you know my name, and you imagine me and my wife on holiday, and it's also a bit weird me always having to say my wife all the time. And so it probably sounds a bit awkward, and you want to know her name because you want to put a name to a... It's, at the moment, it's like this blank space where my wife exists, and you need a name there. Also, being French, Karen, you probably would like to know the name of a fellow French person, because my wife is French. Yes, why is it necessary to know? I suppose it's human nature, isn't it? Just to be curious, and just to... It would make it seem more human or something. But really, I would compare this to something in Star Wars, which I don't know if you have any knowledge of this at all, but that's a question which people have been asking about the new Star Wars films for a while. You probably feel like I'm distracting away from the question here, but I'm absolutely not. And that is the question of, who are Rey's parents? If you've seen episode 7, then there's a character in it called Rey, and we don't know we don't know who she is. We don't know where she comes from. Well, she know where she, we know where she comes from, but we don't know who her parents are. She doesn't know who her parents are. And all the fans have been going, who are Rey's parents? This is the big mystery that we're going to find out in the new film. And, well, what I think the director of the film has said about this is that it's not really that important at the end of the day. So that's the thing. It's like this big mystery, but the answer is, well, it's not really very important. It's just that I've decided to just keep certain things private. And that's just because, well, do you want me to expand on it? I don't need to expand on it. I'm just going to say that there are certain lines I've drawn between me and the things I will share on the podcast. I think you'll understand. You wouldn't want me to share absolutely every single thing. I think it's my right as well, isn't it, to keep certain things private, and that's all. Okay, all right. Thanks for your question. I'm sorry I haven't given you a satisfactory answer to that one, Karine, but I hope that you understand it, and I hope you sort of respect the decision. I know it's probably very unsatisfying, isn't it, to have this curiosity. Well, it's not really that important, and it's no big deal. Let's move on with some more messages. Let the flattery begin.
Hi, Luke. My name is Shana, and I am from Ukraine. Thank you for all your amazing work that are you doing for us. Your podcast is really fascinating, so I wish you to double the amount of episodes. Best wishes to you, and have a lovely Christmas. Bye.
Hello, Luke. My name is Roman. I am from Moscow, which is in Russia. I am 15 years old. I am your devoted listener. I really love your podcast. I thank you heartily for your brilliant job. And please, say hello to Moz, because the episodes with him are my favorite ones. Thank you very much again.
A few Moz fans out there, I see. That's nice.
I do know who you are. I do know what you want. If you are looking for a Lepster, I can tell you I am already a Lepster. And what I do have is a particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over the time with your help. Skills that have helped me to get a better job. If you continue uploading Luke English podcast episodes, I will continue to listen to them. And I will acquire even more English skills. But if you don't, I will ask you to please make more content for all of your Lepsters. Hi, Luke. This is Manuel from Mexico. It's been a pleasure to listen to you for almost 2 or 3 years. Thank you, and please continue doing this. Bye.
All right, thanks. Nice. A fan of the Taken movie there, obviously. Let's keep going.
Hello, my name is Olena, and I'm from Ukraine. I want to say huge thank you for the amazing podcast. I've been listening to Luke English podcast from January of this year, and all of the podcasts are my favorite. I really enjoy the ones with jokes. So thank you and congratulations.
Wow, someone actually likes my jokes. Thank you very much for that. That's very sweet.
Hello, how are you, Luke? My name is Martina. I'm from Kazakhstan. I'm a student specializing in foreign languages, English and Chinese. I'm very happy to record this audio. I'd like to say thank you very much for your awesome podcast. Your podcast gives opportunity to improve, to speak English fluently and attain our dreams in English language. I really appreciate it. So I'm eager to congratulate that your podcast has achieved 500 episodes. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Have I achieved 500 episodes? Oh yeah, that's right. That's what this is all about, isn't it? One more.
Hello, Luke. I'm Svetlana, I'm from Russia, and I really want to congratulate you heartily with your 500. So, be happy, be productive, and cheer us up with more episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Your Lepster, Svetlana.
Okay, Svetlana, you want me to be happy? Well, all right, I'll be happy. There you go, I'm happy. Be productive. Well, that's what I'm doing right now. And cheer you up. You want me to cheer you up? All right. I'll do my best. Now, I've run out of recordings there. I didn't have enough. Oh, another one has just arrived now in my inbox. And all right, let me download this and then I'll play it to you. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Teacher Luke.
This is Alexei from Saratov, Russia. I'm your long-term listener from the very beginning. And I'm rushing to say, congratulations, mate. 500 episodes, that's great. I'd like to say thank you very much for all that you've done. And I hope we can listen episode 1000 very soon. That's it. Cheers. Bye.
Can we just get a big round of applause there for that correct use of the Russian joke there from Alexei? Well done. He said, I'm from Russia and I've been rushing to send you this message. Isn't that what he said? Anyway, congratulations. Slow clap. Just give him a slow clap for that one. Well done. It's quite difficult to get that joke right. I don't know if that makes it a good joke or a bad joke. I've no idea. But anyway, you got it right. Now, that's it in terms of the recordings I've got in my inbox now. Remember, at the beginning of all of this, I said that, what did I say? I didn't expect to get that many. And that's why this has happened. I don't know why I didn't expect to get that many. I just assumed I would. I think... what was it I said before? For episode 300, I did a similar thing. I didn't get many. I got about 10 recordings, I think. So I just assumed it would be the same thing. But I got way more than I thought. I think it's in the region of, what, how many? Let me try and count them here. Whoa, that was a nice Apple sound effect, wasn't it? About 121. If I've missed anyone, I'm really, really sorry. It's quite possible that one or two recordings slipped through the net, because I've downloaded them, put them into a folder, and then I've been going through each recording, playing them, and then putting the used ones into another folder. There's always the chance that if some of the files that you sent to me had the same name, that they might have replaced each other, you know? So if for any reason I haven't played a recording you sent to me, then I'm really sorry. The aim has been to play every single one. I know, that's why it's been so long, but it's been lovely to hear from you. But if you have, if your recording wasn't played, then I'm really sorry from the bottom of my heart. What's going to happen now is that I'm going to go and, you know, get back to normal life. Oh, here's another one. Okay, here comes another one. Literally right now, another one has come in. So, okay, I'm downloading it. I'm going to play it now. Let's see what it sounds like. Okay, this is from Alexei, another Alexei. Not the same Alexei, is it? I don't know why all the Russians are sending me recordings now, or certainly from that part of the world. I think it's probably to do with time zones, because they are ahead of me. So maybe it's just before midnight on the 15th of December there, and so I'm getting lots of late additions. So anyway, this is another Alexei rushing to get the recording to me on time. When will that joke stop? I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it will just die, or maybe it's taken this long for people to start getting that joke. Anyway, here we go.
Hi, Luke. I'm Alex from Russia, currently living in New Zealand. I'd like to thank you for everything you're doing. Your podcast is very helpful and fun, and I really love it. Keep on recording your awesome episodes, and good luck in the new year. Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you, Alex, and I hope you're having a nice time down under there in New Zealand. I guess, well, hey, hey, isn't it, what time is it in New Zealand right now? I don't mind, it doesn't matter to me. You're in, Alex, you are in, yes. Now, it's nearly the end here. Have I got anything else to say? I don't know. I wanted to play a song, another one, just because I'm really enjoying the new strings on this guitar. Who was it who sent me a video on my website of a David Bowie song? I'm really sorry. I can't remember at this moment in time. But it inspired me to try and do this song. I don't know how this is going to go, because it's quite a difficult one. It's one of my favourite songs by David Bowie, and it's called Absolute Beginners, and it's the sort of song that... it's just a song I like, let's put it that way. And I'll try my best to get it right for you. Okay, here we go. What are the chords? Just a second. That's it. The thing I wanted to say about this, it's called Absolute Beginners. And I've done 500 episodes. But now I've got to, everyone keeps saying, oh, I hope you do 1,000. So basically I've started again. It's like going back to the beginning. So I do feel a bit like an absolute beginner. See what I did? So that's why I've chosen this song. But also it's just a romantic song. I think it's one of my favourite songs by Bowie. And it's romantic and it's appropriate for the episode here, because next thing I've got to do, apparently, is do another 500 of these. If I want to, we will see. All right, so let's see if I can get it right. I've nothing much to offer, there's nothing much to take. I'm an absolute beginner, but I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest may go to hell. I absolutely love you, but we're absolute beginners. With eyes completely open, but nervous all the same. If our love song could fly over mountains, could laugh at the ocean, just like the films, there's no to feel all the hard times, to lay down the hard lines. It's absolutely true. Ba ba ba. Nothing much could happen. Nothing we can't shake. Though we're absolute beginners, with nothing much at stake. As long as you're still smiling, there's nothing more I need. I absolutely love you, but we're absolute beginners. But if my love is your love, then we're certain to succeed. If our love song could fly over mountains, could laugh at the ocean, just like the films, there's no reason to feel all the hard times, to lay down the hard lines. It's absolutely true. Ba 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 ooh. Ba ba. Okay, so I'm going to end episode 500 here, finally. Thank you for listening up until this point. Thank you again for sending messages and stuff. Season's greetings and have a great festive period. I will speak to you again in episode 501, whenever that will be, but it won't be too long, I expect. Remember, there might be a little bit of a break as we welcome our daughter into the world. Fingers crossed for that. And And then, you know, obviously we'll be welcoming members of our family here and our friends and stuff. So there might be a little bit of a break. Don't forget to download the Luke's English Podcast app, where you can listen to those exclusive app-only episodes during the holiday period. And you can explore the app to try and find Easter eggs and gifts. Easter eggs, shall I call them Christmas gifts or just gifts? Bonus bits of material. So explore the app and you can listen to those app-only episodes during the holiday. Thank you again for your messages, for listening to the podcast, and also for your donations too. As you've heard from this episode, you're all part of a really cool international community, and I'm always blown away by how sweet and cool you are and by your motivation to learn English. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm still getting messages in my inbox as I speak these words. So any other messages that come in from now on over the next few hours, I will add them to the end of the episode. But for now, from me, it's just time to say goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.
Hello, Luke. This is Jose from Madrid in Spain, and I'm here with my daughter and wife.
Hello, my name is Paula.
Hi there, my name is Eli. How are you?
We would like to tell you that we love your program. We would like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Luke. I'm Niklenchen from Russia. I just want to say hello to you and your listeners. You know, it is my birthday tomorrow. Can you say happy birthday? As gift for me.
Hello, hello, someone's got a birthday. It's your birthday, innit, mate? Your birthday, Nick. All right, then I'll sing you happy birthday for you, shall I? No, that's not how it starts. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nick. Happy birthday to you. What?
And can you say hello to my friend Sergei Vorankov?
Hello, Sergei. All right, mate. What's your name? Sergei Vorankov, is it? Hello, Sergei Vorankov. Nice one.
We are your regular listeners. We have been listening almost every your podcast. Good luck, Luke. Be cool.
Hey, Luke. My name is Alexandra. I'm an English teacher from Moscow, Russia. I don't remember exactly how and when I found your podcast, but since then it's been a great source of inspiration, wisdom, advice, and British culture. Congratulations on your 500th podcast, and keep on doing your brilliant job. You're the best.
Hello, Luke. This is Abra from Nigeria. I'm a ninja, but I would like to say thank you very much for this awesome podcast.
Hi, Luke. My name is Azim. I'm from Lahore, Pakistan, and I'm an English teacher, just like you, and a big fan of yours. Listening to your podcast for quite a time now, and have learned a lot of things from it, and still learning. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Sandy from Luxembourg. I love listening to your well-done podcasts. Thank you for a great job, and bye. And as we say in Luxembourg, adi.
Hello, Luke. This is Claudio from Verona, Italy. I'd like to join you and the other Lepsters in celebrating the big achievement of a podcast that reached 500 episodes. And hopefully in the same time, the birth of your lovely daughter. I really like your podcast. I consider it by far the best one available on internet for an English learner. And one of the reasons is that you have been able to become not only a teacher for us, but a friend too. My warmest regards and a big hug to you and your lovely family and friends. Ciao from Verona and from Claudio.
Hi, I'm Paris from Iran. I'm a blind person and I'm a new listener also. I found your pods exactly today. Unfortunately, your podcast is for sale in some of websites here. Very foolish, right? But fortunately, I found your site and downloaded them for free. That's great. I also started to learn English just a few months ago. Speaking English in 30 seconds is a hard challenge, isn't it? Especially for me. I love to sing some songs in English and even write lyric for them. I wanted to share some of my opinions with you, but there's no time for it. So I wish you have a Merry Christmas to your daughter, and I wish a Merry Christmas for her grandma and grandpa and listeners.
Hello, Luke. Hello, Lipsters. Hope you're doing great. I'm Youssef, and I follow Luke's English podcast from Algeria. Well, I'm definitely delighted to be celebrating with you the event because you did such an amazing job, and you should be definitely proud of this achievement. Well, we are actually looking forward to celebrating 1,000 episodes. Why not, Luke? If you could do one more, do three. Just keep going. Goodbye, bye.
Hello, Luke. I'm Manuela Kemis from Cali, Southern Spain. Congratulations for your 500th episode. Your podcast is very useful for my lifelong learning English. I try to teach my 25-month-old nephew at the same time that I learn. So, hello, Luke.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Kisses from Spain.
Salut, Luke. Salut, everybody. It's Dmitry from Moscow. Actually, it was a friend of mine, Nick, and me who contacted you 1 year ago regarding regular meetups of the most devoted Labsters in Moscow and St. Pete. And we are still doing it. We had an awesome meetup today. So thanks a lot for inspiration, for new friends, for upgrading our English speaking skills. Thanks.
Hey, Luke, it's people from Moscow Labsters Meetup Club. Alex, Zareta, Julia, Sergey, Gregory, and another guy called Ilya.
Hello! Hello!
Hello, Luke.
Hi.
Hey there.
Congratulations on your anniversary of 500 episodes.
It's yeah, man, that's amazing.
So great so far. Okay, and we would like to thank you, first of all, and then
wish you another 500 episodes at least, because 1,000 seems like a great number.
Yeah, no, 999, please.
Okay, 999. All right. So no 1,000.
No 1,000, Luke.
Okay, Luke, if you get to 999, please don't do another one. Because Julia asked you not to.
Yeah, we have a really great time here, and we met really nice people thanks to you, and we improved our language thanks to you, and yeah, the forest is with us thanks to you.
Yeah, it's true. Right now it's 12:30, and we are having this Labsters meetup in one of the pubs. Yeah. So it's all thanks to you, Luke. Thank you very much.
Bye.
How crazy.
Can you recognize
it? I can't stop it.
It's okay, you can cut it. Okay.
Your fingers are drunk.
Thanks for listening to Luke's English podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
Hello, Luke, from Luke's English podcast. My name is Juan Pedro. I am here to tell you congratulations on your 500 podcast. It's very interesting, very much dedication. Thank you for teaching us all English in the perfect way. Okay.
Hello, Luke. My name is Jean-Pierre. You have seen me many times before. Thank you for your podcast. You have done 500 episodes. It is very, very good. It has helped me in many, many ways for the learning of the English language. Donc, thank you. Thanks to all of your guests like Amber and Paul for this beautiful podcast. Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.